Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read two passages from the Old Testament out of the book of 1 Samuel, and then one out of Proverbs. First, out of 1 Samuel chapter 16, beginning at verse 1, we read this story. The Lord said to Samuel, "Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." Samuel did what the Lord said. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And then out of 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning at verse 45, and David said to the Philistine, Goliath, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. And then the words of Solomon out of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, where he says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Do you remember these names? Dick Scobee, Michael Smith, Gregory Jarvis, Ellison Onizuka, Ronald McNair, Judy Resnick, Sharon Krista McAuliffe. Seven brave people facing the giant of the unknown and uncertainty of outer space, who boarded the Challenger shuttle on January 28, 1986, 32 years ago, excited, nervous, and courageous. And then the always exciting countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff. Flames, smoke, power beyond our comprehension, rising upward toward the heavens. A silhouette encapsulating all the dreams we've ever envisioned, going beyond, of facing things we've never faced before, as we watch from around the launch pad or on our television screens around the nation and world, our hearts were with them. And do you also remember that just seconds later into the flight of that Challenger, carrying the hearts of all of us, those seven were dead. And we remember their courage and spirit to go where few had gone, going for us. With hearts aligned for the greater good of all mankind, empowered by the hope of a nation, they faced their giant of uncertainty and the unknown. And despite the tragic result of a spacecraft which blew up on takeoff, they forever made an impact on our lives. What about us? What giants are we facing today? Finances, relationships, business decisions looming before us, children struggling, finding their way, trying to find ourselves in a world that bombards us with messages telling us what we should look like, act like, and be like, to be accepted, to be successful, to be someone. As we began this year together, I shared my view that this will be our best year ever. Also pointing out in scripture after scripture that that is always God's desire for us in all the days, months, and years of our lives. So, one-third the way along this new year, how are we doing with him? Is our journey aligned with him and his purpose, his plan and pathway for our lives, rather than the world's? This morning together, as we continue into this new year, I want us to look at one of the stories in God's Word to remind us how to live our lives, face our giants and our future, and have the impact that God intends for us to have in this world. And what we will see again is that if it's about making sure our hearts seek after and are aligned with God, then we're on the right path. Even with all of his faults and failings, the life of David and Goliath fame, reminds us of the most important element needed in living our lives, facing our giants and determining our impact. And that element is our hearts. God looks at our hearts. Out of a person's heart comes direction in life, for good or not. Our hearts bring forth a sense of wonder or resignation in life, encouragement or defeat, inspiration or despair, courage or fear. It all depends on the character of our hearts. So let's take a look at David. Let's see what we can learn from him about developing and having hearts aligned with God to sustain us through whatever we face in life and allow us to have the impact in this world that God intended us to have every day of our lives. First, to set the scene, God has selected Samuel, his faithful servant, and sent him on a king-picking mission, so to speak. God sent Samuel to the home of Jesse of Bethlehem to select a new king for God's children to replace the first one, King Saul. Saul's heart had gone bad. He was the current leader of God's people, but he was disobedient and out of fellowship with God, and God could not allow him to continue in that role. So Jesse has all the oldest of his sons pass before Samuel. And as Samuel sees them one by one, starting with Eliab and then Abinadab and then Shammah and more, he says, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." Wrong, Samuel. And then God gives Samuel the criteria he will use to select his king when he says this: "The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." After all those sons passed by, Samuel asked Jesse if he has any other sons. And Jesse says, well, he's got a youngest one who's out keeping the sheep. Samuel says, "Please send for him. We won't sit down, a sign of respect, until he gets here." When David arrived, the Lord said to Samuel, "Arise, anoint him, for it is he." And Samuel then took the horn of oil that he brought, anointed David before his father and brothers, and God's Spirit came upon and stayed upon David from that point forward. If you remember nothing else from this moment together this morning, remember this verse from 1 Samuel 16. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God doesn't look at how great the world says you are, and how big you are, how wonderful the world says you are, all the stuff you have, all the beautiful things that you do and have. God looks at the heart. So how do we develop a heart like David's, a heart of character guided by God, which God can use to lead others, a heart of impact that can make a difference in the world around it, a heart that can withstand pressures, overcome mistakes and failures, topple giants, accept challenges with confidence, and move mountains? We begin by believing that the God of all creation created us, knows our name, knows we'll mess up, much like David, much like me, but cares about us anyway, sending his son to be born in a manger and eventually to die and rise to life for you and for me, offering us the gift of eternal life with him. Then we need to remember the past faithfulness of God. So many times in our lives, when we weren't sure how we were going to get by, or beyond whatever muck and mire we found ourselves stuck in the middle of. Yet, looking back, we always saw God standing right there in the muck with us. That's what David always knew he could rely on. God was always there. And David was strengthened for the journey and the challenges that he faced by his remembrance of those past experiences with God, times where God gave him the strength and the courage to get through whatever he faced. God had been with him when he tended the sheep, when he faced the bears and the lions. Surely God was with him when he faced anything, even Goliath. And when we face our giants, our own Goliaths, we need to remember all that God has done for us before. The giants he felled, the walls that came down, and the mountains he moved, all for us. And he can be trusted to do it again. Finally, hearts like David's, aligned with God, realize that it's not about us, but all about God's success through us. We look at the world and the things we face, realizing that we are never alone, but always with God by our side, walking with us. God wins. God is glorified through our efforts as he lifts us and helps us to reach to become the best we can be. David didn't beat his giant Goliath with a sling and a stone. God did. And he did that because David didn't look at Goliath through his own lenses, through his own glasses. Because if he had, Goliath would have looked enormous, like he would have for us. Instead, David walked with God and put on God's lenses, God's glasses. And with that view, Goliath became pretty small. That's how David looked at everything he faced, through God's lenses. And with that same view in our own lives, looking through God's lenses, we begin to see that it is all doable by the God who is greater than it all. Scobie, Smith, Jarvis, Onizuka, McNair, Resnick, McAuliffe. We remember their names, heroes all who went for us with hearts seeking to reach for all they could be. And we remember that with hearts aligned with God, like them and like David, we too can reach for all we were created to be with and for our God. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you. This day, I thank you for the reminders of your presence in our lives. I thank you for the reminder that you created us uniquely for something special, to be all that you meant for us to be. I thank you for your faithfulness, always reminding us as we look back, seeing that you were there with us. And I thank you for the last reminder that it's all about you, that you lift us to be all we can be so that you can be glorified in that process. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.